For the second time in as many nights, Brian Clawson was victorious in round number two of the International Midget World Series, this time the World Derby 30 at the Western Springs Speedway.
And the white paper got right across the door, 4-1 seconds, one to go, Clawson looking for two from two for the International Midget World Series. Jack and Jamie gets bogged up behind the back markers. Clawson made a little mistake up two as well, but there's a left car between them. Clawson, the reigning New Zealand champ, going to win it. Lariat throws the dive bomb card on Pickens, misses up. It is Brian Clawson with the victory from Jerry Coons Jr., Michael Pickens, Brad Moyet, Shane O'Connor, Davey Ray.
Completely different track conditions at the beginning of the night in a really, you know, kind of wet, drivy track to a slick with a cushion here and a little bit rough, so I can't say enough about these guys. The United Pro King chassis was awesome. You know, hopefully we haven't used up all our luck before the 50.
Can Clawson and his brand new King chassis make it three in a row, or will somebody else be in victory lane tonight? It's the King of the Springs 40-lap feature event, and it's coming up in just a bit here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, hi once again, race fans, and a happy new year to you. Welcome to round number three of the 2010, now 2011, International Midget World Series from the Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand. I'm Sean Wood from the Dirt Track Channel. My co-host, we bring him on in right now from New Zealand, is the all-time midget feature winner in the country of New Zealand, Graham Standring. Graham, a blessed and best wishes for a successful and happy new year to you and your family from all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel.
Yes, thank you very much, Sean. The same to all the people in the United States. Hope you have a prosperous new year.
Well, Graham, we have two rounds in the books, and it's been the same song for both rounds. Brian Clawson dominating, leading 50 out of a possible 55 laps. One of the things that makes this so unique, not just the fact that he has never been to New Zealand before, never driven on the track before, but he's running a brand new chassis, Justin Inslee's King chassis. And from a driver's standpoint, what is it like to get into a brand new chassis after being in a chassis that you are so comfortable with and having that X factor of the unknown, how it's going to respond, how it's going to respond to your driving style? What is it about what he's doing in a brand new chassis that has really put this over the top as an incredible two-night win streak in the opening rounds of the International Midget World Series?
That's a really good question, and you've almost answered it in as much as that we're talking about someone here with an exceptional talent in Brian Clawson, and he has just gelled with the team owner, Sean Inslee, or Justin Inslee, sorry, who's the manufacturer of the King chassis, and from the get-go, those two guys have been able to hit it off. Obviously, the chassis is very, very good, and so for him to come from the United States to an unknown place, exactly like you said, and to dominate like he has done in this chassis is a testament to the talent and the ability of both the chassis manufacturer and also Brian Clawson's driving ability and the ability of him to relay the message of what's happening in the car, and they can make the calls and make the necessary changes to get the ultimate out of that car. And it would appear that they're doing that, although the gap did close marginally on Wednesday night.
Let's talk about that 40-lap feature event, the King of the Springs, a little different than the first two rounds. Tell us about how the drivers are going to have to get into the 40-lapper and running 40 laps at Western Springs. What are some of the keys to a victory in a midget over the 40-lap distance?
We're blessed with so many international midget car drivers, and at the moment there's a bunch of international sprint car drivers here as well. But we really run to a tight schedule here at Western Springs. They start the show at 6:30, and there's a 10:30 curfew, and in that time they have to run something like 18 or 19 events. Now, the internationals are running by themselves tonight, Australia versus New Zealand versus the US of A. So those drivers have been isolated from their heat races to run this international series. So they're going to qualify and end up running in the A main. So that naturally seeds six guys or nine guys into the A main, which only leaves 11 of the local guys to come through five heats. So what they're trying to do with that is they're going to reduce the internationals down to six transferring. So So the worst three of the internationals won't transfer immediately. They'll have to go through the B main, and then they're going to integrate the internationals, this is my understanding, in from grid position six backwards. So it could be quite interesting that the internationals perhaps may not start from the front row this time. There's two strategies, really. It depends a lot on where you've qualified. If you've qualified near the front from a driver's point of view, you really want to be strong and defend your spot, but you also need to be very strong at the end of the race. Now, that's for the guys that are starting up the front. If things haven't gone quite so well, you really need to throw, like Michael Pickens did last week, throw everything at it to get to the front. I mean, there's only one winner. And if you, it's all very well saving your car for the last 10 laps of a 40-lap race, but if you're not in touch with the lead guys, then you're never going to make it. So ultimately, you need to just charge to the front and hope you've got enough in reserve or you've got enough confidence in car speed to hold on to the lead. So setup's a crucial part, of course. The track will change, but it doesn't appear to have been changing dramatically over a short distance like 20 laps so far this year. So fortunately, all the drivers and teams have been able to make the call and it's been able to stick for the entire distance. Maybe a little bit different in the 50-lap race, but so far in the 25 and 30-lap events that we've had, the track hasn't changed too much. But again, the 40-lapper, it could all be different again. We've had good weather, so we're expecting quite a dry surface again on Saturday.
Well, Graham, we'll have to find out if Justin Inslee and Sean Inslee and Brian Clausen will make the right call, make it 3-for-3, or as Jerry Kuhn says, he's starting to close the gap a little bit. He and Michael Pickens tied for second in the individual standings overall. If see either one of those drivers can close in on Brian Clausen and his fine run so far. Graham, it's always a pleasure to have you with us here on our pre-race show.
Thanks very much, Sean.
And now let's head out to Western Springs Speedway track announcer Jamie McCarthy with the call of tonight's 40-lap King
Jamie,
of Springs International Midget World
even
Series feature event.
Yeah, well, that's right, guys. We've lost second equal and fourth equal in the points going into this third night for the Crown Plaza Auckland International Midget World Series. Can tell the folks up on in the US. He's coming out now up on the dirttrackchannel.com website. The test race just before this 40-lap feature. The Australians, believe it or not, have won something at Western Springs. I'm not being rude. It just doesn't seem to happen a lot over the last few years. So the Australians taking out the Series 34, US 29, New Zealand 27. The US were up against it when Brad Lawyer DNF'd the first heat and did not start the second test. Jerry Kuhn Jr. was the top point scorer with two wins from two starts to take out the Herman Trost Memorial Shield for 2011.
There's obviously some debris on the track. As you can see, the crash crew, I think we've got a bit of a debris in turns three and four. This is a great lineup here. They're pointing to the ground here, Nathan Smee and Kara and Jerry Kuhn Jr. And Graham Standry, of course, out there, one of his 100th feature. The ambassador sorting out the dramas.
That's an easy one to pick up what was left on the racetrack. A couple of race blocks with the hurry coming out off that test race. There's a couple of setup blocks out on the racetrack that got left out there underneath someone's rear axle.
Okay, no doubt about it. So it's an all-international front row again with this likes of Nathan Smee on one highest point score, of course, for the evening. On the outside of him, it's the Wendy's hamburger machine of Jerry Coombs Jr. Then we go back to an all-Kiwi row two. With five-time national champion Michael Kendall and the 13, the Big Dead Vice car of Brad Moser.
Hey, Brownie, isn't this the starting lineup that on opposite sides for the front row? Coons and Smee started on the front row on Wednesday night. All right, so we've got Nathan Smee off the pole, Jerry Coons Jr. from two, Michael Kendall from three, Brad Moser from four, looking to turn his fortunes around. Carl Warbler is from five, Sean Inslee from six, Troy Jenkins from seven. A good night for the remaining Australians. 27, Hayden Williams from grid position 8. 87, Nick Cassidy from 9. Good qualifying effort from the two HLR team cars. 4, Dave Jack, another good qualifying effort for the Logic Print. Number 4, Red Pink Forward, Brecker from position 10. Clawson with some work to do, the points leader from position 11. Chris McCutcheon from 12. Then we go back to the 7 of Jason Bunny. Alongside him, Brad Loyette from position 14. 85, Sean Wade. 84, Jared Wade, the two brothers. Then we go back to the 9H of Angus McLeod out of the B main. 11, Shane Alec, 95S. Dwayne Hickman, 88 USA. Davey Ray all the way back from the last grid position. We're going to go racing 40 laps. King of the Springs, round 3 of the Crown Plaza Auckland International Midget World Series. Let's go, Ray! racing. Nathan Smead will lead them down through the start box. Just about pulls a wheel stand off the start as Coombs Jr. went the test race, goes to the top, but he couldn't quite pull over in front of the Australian. Nathan Smead will lead the first lap. Kendall Fry, Jerry Coombs Jr. in through the second position. Dave Jick making some progress through the back. Brian Clawson running against the pole line back in about the 10th position.
Out in front, though, it is Nathan Smead, Michael Kendall. Here we go, next to Jerry Smead Jr. Moses got Ralph Warboys, who got the Blowtorch put on by Ensley and Jenkins from Australia. Clawson moves wide.
Shane Orlick, Alec hauling the mail from the back. He started all the way back from position 18 inside two laps. He's already up into the 15th position. It's Clawson goes and has a look upstairs through the back. He's currently scored in the 10th position. And this will be a 10-point loss, a 9-point loss for Jerry Coombs Jr. running in second, but there's still 37 laps left to go around the flat and racy Western Springs quarter mile. Mosen now goes to work on Michael Kendall for the third position and the first Kiwi behind the Australian and the American.
Here goes Smee and Coombs. Smee, we're over the Coombs, takes the lead. Jerry Coombs is your new race leader in the 3 USA Wendy car.
There was side-by-side contact. I thought Nathan made a little mistake down into one, and Coombs just seized the opportunity and flat wheeled the Australian. We got a yellow on it, Shane Alec. He was in the 16th position, battling there with McCutcheon, Jason Bunny, and Davey Ray, who was right there with him. Around goes the Parker Store, Lucas Oil's number 11. Now, does that reverse the pass between Nathan Smee and Jerry Coombs Jr.? Nathan's gone straight to the point. I don't think Jerry's going to sit there and let this one go.
That's right. Only half the field completed the fifth lap, and fortune favours the brave. Nathan Smee will resume the lead with Jerry Coombs, Kendall, Mosen, Woolworth, Indy, Jenkins, Williams, Clawson up to ninth. So he's had a gain of two, but Coombs will not be happy in the 3 USA Wendy's machine.
Well, he pulls up alongside Nathan Smee. He's the expert at intimidation, but Nathan Smee's got a bit of racing experience under his belt. He's not the one Australia for nothing. We've got a former USA Inter champ up against the current Australia number one. We're missing the New Zealand one with Michael Pickens out in the midget B main. Shane Alec restarts, but he's gone straight to the infield. So further dramas for that new reverse head air slinger powered spike. So Shane Alec on the infield and the first retirement on lap number five.
So the blackboards come out and Jerry Coombs Jr. has been told to get in behind the Australian champion. That'll be unfortunate. Will Jerry Coombs be able to make that pass again? Smee may now know he's there and obviously won't make the same mistake twice, Jamie.
Clawson scored in ninth. I don't think he'll make the mistake twice, but Jerry Coombs Jr. looks to have a pretty decent race car early, but as we know, the crew chiefs will be setting these things up to be better in the last quarter of the race. Tyre compounds coming into it on a drier racetrack, but there's a couple of lanes out there. You can throw the sliders at both ends, but there's a little bit of moisture right on the pole line. If you get it wrong, it just spits you out to the centre of the corner. Kendall third, Mosen, Warboys, Ensley, Jenkins, Williams and Clawson. The points leader restarts out of the ninth position. It's a lap five restart. Still 35 to go. Mosen got into the back of Kendall. That checked up the run for Carl Warboys, who loses two spots to Sean Inslee and Troy Jenkins. So we got two Australians in the top six as Jenkins struggled to get out of fourth. Inslee is on the move in the second of the United Truck Parts Mopar Powered Kings.
Moyet trying to mark the outside line. He's driving where no one else seems to be at the moment. Getting his car nice and wide. In fact, flats the pit wall. And he's coming down. The only guy driving out wide at the moment is the 05 USA of Brad Moyet.
Well, he did that on night one for the 25-lapper and just ran out of laps and racetrack at the end of the race. So the storm through to about, I think, the sixth position on opening night. But it's Nathan Smee just controlling things. Clawson's gone back upstairs. He's in a battle there with Hayden Williams for the seventh, eighth, and ninth positions. Clawson scored in the 10th spot, so he's actually lost a spot on that last lap. In fact, two, because Loyette's just driven around him.
Out in front, though, it's Nathan Smee. Here comes Jerry Coombs Jr. Kendall in third. There we go, Nick DeRozan has a big moment. You're right. He just kicked up on the inside of turn number two and spun himself out wide. Here comes Inslee.
Yeah, Inslee right with Mosen. He lost about four car lengths in that deal. Jenkins hitting the next few cars with the two XLR teammates, young Hayden Williams and Nick Cassidy. Dave Jick go back to Clawson, faster flat, 14.5 from Nathan Smee, but he's got clear track ahead now. He's using that bottom groove through three and four. Mosen tried to get that to work that time. Still no lap traffic issues for Nathan Smee, but give it maybe 7 to 8 laps looking at the pace. We're still
than Smee. He's got the front wheels off the deck out of turn number four. They've got away by about 15 car lengths from Kendall, Mosen and Inslee, the three Kiwis. As Mosen gets the exit slider off two, goes around Kendall for the third position. The defending 40-lap winner is on a charge in the Big Ben 513 Mopar Power Kings.
Out in front, that was the Australian, America in second. Then we go back to the Kiwi, a Kiwi. Then we go back to another Kiwi, followed by, where's Australian Jenkins? We've lost him. Jenkins has been...
Oh, he's gone.
As Warrior gets all out of shape, mid-pack. Back to the wall, boys.
Here comes lap traffic for the race leaders. Mark Mullins, the first to go down the lap. There's only a few car lengths in it as the race cars are now spread right around the Western Swing Stadium. That's me. Jerry Coons Jr. He'll be wetting his lips with anticipation for this with less traffic. So many times the spoiler for a race leader here on this 5/4 mile boring. Mosen will start playing the catch-up game. He's getting that bottom group to work through 3 and 4, but it's heavy, heavy less traffic as Brad Moyer gets out of the group again, loses more spots. Let's keep an eye on Brian Clawson, who's up, works his way up into the 7th position.
Nathan Smee's got a 3-car gap between himself and Jerry Coons. Smee's working the late traffic absolutely superbly as Coons tries the high line. Here comes Mosen, who's reeling in the USAC Triple Crown winner, Jerry Coons Jr. on the fourth orange, number 3.
Coons looked a lot better where he could position the car where he wanted to, but now that he's got to contend with left traffic, it's not as good as it was, say, 5 laps to go. Nathan Smee's pulled 10 car lengths out of him. As Mosen tries to get the exit slider off two, pulls up alongside the American. It's the hamburger versus the pie. The pie wagon up against the hamburger. We've got a yellow. Aiden Williams out of 6th position for the youngster.
He was battling with Brian Clawson. They were changing positions every corner, and he parks the car up. Now that's going to be good news for Nathan Smee.
Flat right front tyre for Dwayne Hickman and the Castrol 95 SS Slinger Brecker. Well, that's going to help Smee taking all that traffic out and... Brownie, what a race so far. Jerry Coons Jr. looked comfortable chasing down Nathan Smee, but when they got into traffic, Jerry wasn't able to put the race car where he necessarily wanted to.
Yeah, it certainly did change things, Jamie. I think I might actually disagree with you on that one. You're saying Nathan Smee will be happy with that. He'd actually put several cars between himself and Jerry Coons Jr., so that advantage now is all gone. I think the one that's probably going to benefit most out of this is Brian Clawson. It's taken him half the race to actually get fired up. He's just moved up into what, the 6th spot now after starting off grid 11. And he was still obviously a long way off the leaders. That's now brought him right back into contention if his car's going to work well in the last half of the race. 15,
4.4. Has your view changed, Barry, on the fast food? Are you still thinking the burger over the pie?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I'm not sure where I can get a Big Ben at midnight on the way home from Western Springs.
Caltech's just up the road, Brownie. Just looking at the point swing here at the moment, Jerry Coons Jr. would get 19 points with a second place. There's still a lot of laps left to go. Clawson's fought his way back up into 6th. So that would be, what, a 5-point swing. We'd see Jerry Coons Jr. with a couple of point lead at the moment, but there's still a lot of race and a lot of racetrack left to go.
Interesting also to point out, obviously, the blackboard's out at the moment. Michael Kendall's doing quite well as well. He's dropped back a few places. I'm interested to see now the likes of Brad Lurdy is getting a bit loose. Him and Davey Lay having a great battle. They're still with themselves just outside the top 10, so they may come to fruition as well with 21 laps to go.
Yeah, well, Davey's the big mover. He's gone from 20th, what, and he's now scored in the 11th position, so that's inside the first 20 laps. So we're just on the halfway mark. Jerry Coons Jr. still with the fastest lap of the race. They're still doing 14-4s at the end of the night. There's a board going out here on the pit straight. Just for a correction, for a position, for a restart.
Does all these laps, obviously these cool down laps on yellow, does that have an effect on their tyres, Jamie?
You can see Michael Kendall sort of running out in that loose stuff as we're going to go back to green. I was just about to say, I thought you were going to say that fuel might be a problem, but they probably loaded these cars up with extra fuel to try and get dry down over the rear wheels with the dry racetrack. Hickman retires to the infield with that flat right front as we go back to green. Smee, Coons Jr., Mosen, Kendall, Inslee, and Clawson, the two Kiwi teammates. One American, one Kiwi in the United Truck Parts, King Mopars. Clawson trying to get up the inside of his teammate for the 5th position, because at the moment, Jerry Coons Jr. would move into the points lead, but just by 1 point, expect Clawson to go forward.
Absolutely, out in front, though, Nathan Smee, their current Australian champion. Here we go back to Jerry Coons, then Brad Mosen. Follow the
now Clawson. Clawson's already up the fourth position. He's now going to start to reel it in from way back in good 11.
Yeah, he rolled Sean Inslee down into one low side and then drive up the inside on the pit straight and got around Michael Kendall. He's just lost two spots to Inslee and Mick Cassidy. This young kid, this kid's like 16 years of age. Kendall makes another mistake. He's done some damage to the right rear as he flattened the right rear or broken a shot. Kendall is out. His horror luck at Western Springs continues. When will the five-time former national champs luck change? Nathan Smee's got things under control out in front. Jerry Coons Jr., Brad Mose and Clawson now up into fourth. 19 points for Jerry Coons Jr., 17 points for Clawson. Clawson will hold on to the points lead as Mosen runs wide through two.
Brad Mosen has a big moment through two, but the Australian down in front, Jerry Coons Jr. back to second, Mosen to third. They're going to make the America, Australia, America, New Zealand, America, New Zealand.
Davey Ray up into the eighth spot from Grid's position, 20 a big high up in the US to Katie Olsen and KO. I'm sure are listening to this race on the dirttrackchannel.com. So Davey Ray up into eighth from Grid's position, 20. Jerry Coons Jr. starting to make some gains on Nathan Smee. We're just sort of seeing this race change as Sean Wade goes firing through the infield, avoiding the coach and safety crew in the process. Lap 27 complete, 13 to go. Can Nathan Smee hold on for the Australians, chased by Jerry Coons Jr.? Mosen starting to close back in. He's made the better part of eight car lengths after that mistake of turn two with Brian Clawson not too far in behind in the United Truck Parts 39.
Out in front by Nathan Smee, driving superbly in car 7, the red number 7. The spike is out in front, he's doing well. Go back to the Wendy's car 3 of Coons. Here comes Rob Trimmick, is this going to spike wings up in the 40?
The Brad Loyette loses a spot further back to Chris McCutcheon. Loyette running back in the ninth position. And up ahead, Davey Ray now scored in the 7th spot. Lap traffic for the leaders with 11 to go. Jerry Coons Jr. this time stays with Nathan Smee through the traffic. Not as congested as it was before the last restart as they put down the former New Zealand Superstock champ, Jared Wade, down a lap. And now that car between Nathan Smee and Jerry Coons Jr. You're going to have to go high in lap traffic where Jerry Coons just muscles his way past Wade and there's just two car lengths in it. Mosen under pressure from Clawson. Clawson and Mosen having to deal with the same lap traffic in third and fourth.
That time continue to fall, 14.491 for Jerry Coons. Here comes Brad Mosen, the big vampire car, the Kiwis on the charge.
Yeah, Mosen up into third, looking for his first finish, I think, for the International Midget World Series for the 10-11 season. Jerry Coons Jr. starting to lose ground now with Nathan Smee. The gap's out to about six car lengths, similar gap back to Brad Mosen. Then we go back to Brian Clawson, who would look to maintain the points lead, but just by 1 point, heading into the 50 lapper here in Auckland on January 5th. We have got 6 laps left to go. Race leader now to the straight, completing 34 laps. Australian Nathan Smee, expat Kiwi Mark Cooper, owns this race car based out of Sydney, Australia. Mark Cooper, former winner of the 50 lap Midget World Championship. He goes low side on Mark Mullins, so he's lapped everyone up to the 14th position. But Jerry Coons Jr. comes right back at him. There's just 3 car lengths in it with 4 laps to go.
Out in front, the Australian driving well. Coons makes a slot, the bank goes wide. Mosen reels in the left car. Mosen's now trying the high line. Comes down on Mullins as Nathan Smee tries to get past current 2NZ Angus McLeod.
Yeah, he just got forced there for a moment. But Smee was getting away looking really comfortable. Jerry Coons comes back in. Back at him with just 3 to go. 37 complete. There's a car length in it. Smee's got to be decisive with left traffic because Angus McLeod is no slouch. Brian Clawson runs high in two, loses 10 car lengths to Brad Mosen, and the yellow! Hayden Williams goes around within sight of the checkered flag in the Century Factory's 27. Can you spell slide job off the restart down into turn number one?
Well, I don't know about that, but Nathan Smee will be happy. He was struggling with Angus McLeod. And Brian Clawson will be right behind the 13 of Brad Mosen. It is going to be absolutely exciting.
3 to go, Barry. You can just see the dive bombs off the restart because they're going to have to make them try and stick, and Nathan Smee will not move off the pole line.
No, well, he certainly won't. I think his car's starting to go off a little bit, isn't it? And Jerry Coons, the master of setting it up for those last couple of 3 laps, which he could have quite managed it through that lap traffic without a caution, but... Yeah, now it comes down to a straight shootout, doesn't it? Wouldn't surprise me. I know we haven't got too many laps to go, for these guys is going to be do or die now. It wouldn't surprise me if we see another caution.
I think that's about three laps to go. Did I just see held up there? So, yeah, it's
going to
be a stunning finish, I think.
Who says you've got bad eyes, Brownie? That's good value. Well, three-lap shootout. Nathan Smee, Jerry King's Jr., Brad Mosen, Brian Clawson, Sean Inslee, Davey Ray up to sixth from grid position 20. We've seen this each of the three nights. I think it was who charged to the front in the first one? I've lost count, but certainly it was Michael Pickens for the 30-lap World Derby. Shane Alec went 20th to sixth on the 25-lap opener for the Crown Plaza International Midget World Series. You just see some of these drivers, guys, just going up over the top of the racing line into the marbles, just trying to cool those right rear tyres down.
Turn the clock back to this time last year with a few laps to go on the restart. What happened, Jamie?
Brad Mosen went down the inside of Michael Pickens. They got together. Pickens got upside down. Mosen won. End of story. Sorry, Michael. We're going back to green. Lights are out. Lap 38. The white flag not too far away. Smee leading them nice and slow down through the start cone. The Australian will get the initial jump down into turn one. You know he's going to go straight to the pole line. Coons Jr. didn't get the opportunity to slip up the inside. He got a little bit sideways and tied off the exit. Mosen's trying to get a run on him off the pit straight. White flag. Next lap around, we have completed 38. Two to go. Davey Ray in the sixth spot. He's shadowing Sean Inslee. Brian Clawson still in fourth. This points battle's going to be so tight heading to the 50-lap Midget World Championship. Nathan Smee hugging the pole line. There's the white flag. Lee Hicks coming back into the equation. He's running that high line and back up into the 10. He had a restart further back in the field earlier on. Last lap, Nathan Smee bringing it home. This will be a big night for the Australians because they won the Test Series as well as Rosen. Nudges up into the back of Jerry Coons Jr. The Australian Nathan Smee wins the 40-lap King of the Spring from Jerry Coons Jr. Brad Mosen, Brian Clawson, Sean Inslee, Davey Ray go back to Nick Cassidy's age, Jack Chris McCutcheon. Brad Lawyer completes the team. Come on, Western Springs. It's been a long time since an Australian's won a feature here at Western Springs Speedway. I think you'd have to go back to the late, great Mike Figliomini.
Warren Eakin.
Warren Eakin, do you reckon they went after him?
150.
So some great names in Australian Speedway. Barry Brown down there on the infield. And Brownie, just a couple of minutes, mate. But what a race.
Stunning race, isn't it? And an international podium, I think that's brilliant. You know, this is a series, and it doesn't work without the Australians, the Americans, or New Zealanders. We've got one of each on the podium. Unfortunately, New Zealand's still just struggling to win a feature during this season, aren't they? But I think after all the drama that Nathan Smee's had, nobody can deny him this victory, that's for sure.
Nathan Smee able to hold off Jerry Coons over a final three-lap shootout to win the King of the Springs 40-lap feature event, and in doing so, he snaps the two-race winning streak of Brian Clawson. However, Clawson still maintains, albeit a very slim, one-point lead, 57-56 in the overall standings over Jerry Coons Jr., for the individual International Midget World Series champion. Brad Loyette is a distant third. Brad Mosen finished third in the King of the Springs 40-lapper, Clawson with fourth, and Sean Inslee rounded out the top five. All in all, a good night for the Australians with Smee winning the 40-lapper and the Australians winning the Test Series 34-29 points for the U.S. to 27 for New Zealand. And that will do it for this broadcast here on January the 1st, 2011. Again, a happy new year to you from all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel, along with Jamie McCarthy and Graham Standring. I'm Sean Wood. We'll talk to you on Wednesday, January the 5th. It's the famed 50-lapper, and that's coming up right here on the Dirt Track Channel. So long, everybody, and Happy New Year!